Let me tell you a little bit of history. On July 4th here in the Cincinnati area, I think history was made. Cincinnati, which is right across the river from the Bluegrass State where I'm at, is hosting the World Choir Games, kind of like the Olympics of singing, first time ever hosted in the United States. And the big opening ceremonies, just like the opening ceremonies of the Olympics on Wednesday night, 17,000 people in a sold-out U.S. Bank arena heard bluegrass music played to an international audience. That band, the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, played with the Cincinnati Pops, which is a special designation for the very, very fine Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and they played bluegrass as part of the opening ceremony. Artie Werner, the bass player for the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars and also for the Missy Werner Band, if you catch the last name connection there. Missy was singing with the Comet Band also, is going to call in. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about what it felt like to get the call, what it felt like to practice with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, what songs they played. And Artie and I have traded some messages this morning trying to figure out if this isn't, in fact, the largest crowd in the history of maybe the Midwest to hear bluegrass music. Certainly in my memory it was. But Artie's going to call in, and we're going to chat a bit. It'll be a first-time call-in for me, and we're not using strings and cans. We're using my cell phone and the speaker volume, and I think it'll work just fine. I have now been joined by Artie Werner. Artie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Steve, how are you?
Good, good. You sound good. You're on a phone. I think we're doing better than cans and a string, but, you know, we're using the best technology we can at this point, which is a cell phone. So nice for you to call in, Artie. I set up a little bit as we came online today about what I believe to be an absolutely historic event, July 4th. You participated in the grand opening or the opening of the World Choir Games. And I think, Artie, we were chatting before we came back online. It's got to be the largest crowd that's heard bluegrass in Cincinnati, if not in the Midwest. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, from memory, yes. It's been a long time since I think there was that big a show. We had a nice captive audience, but you know, it was really nice to play a couple of songs for people from around the world.
Yeah, an international audience. And for those of you who don't know, Cincinnati is hosting the World Choir Games, which is like the Olympics of singing. And it's the first time, I think, Artie, that it's ever been hosted in this country. And so for the last week or so, and this goes on for another week again, I think, choirs from all over the world have been coming here. So you participated with the Cincinnati Pops, which I had explained earlier is the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra with a different designation, and maybe they don't wear the tuxes. But can you tell the audience a little bit about how you guys got the call and just exactly what was going through your head at the time?
Well, I'll tell you, when I first heard about it, I didn't think it was that big a deal. And you know, Missy, my wife Missy Werner, she said, "This is bigger than what you think." So I got on the internet and looked it up and found out that this is a truly worldwide event. This is the 7th one, the first that they've had in the United States. And 64 nations are here.
Wow.
And it's just like the Olympics, but in song. And that's the theme is they want to unite nations with the power of song. And at the start of it, they had the banners and flags from every nation that was there, and they called them off just like they did the Olympics. They marched from Fountain Square to the arena, all the choirs did.
Wow.
And all the people that were with them, and I got down there in time to see that. The biggest problem was finding a place to park, because it is packed down there. And it brought in a lot of people. I think they said they were expecting just 15,000 as far as participants, and that's not, you know, the people that are coming to watch and all that good stuff.
Well, I understand that this was held, the event you participated in was held in the U.S. Bank Arena, which is probably the biggest indoor venue in Cincinnati, and I think it's maybe 17,000 at max, and I'm guessing you guys were right at that number, which is just phenomenal, just phenomenal.
Yeah, it was sold out, and, you know, it was really neat. I sneaked out there about a half hour before the show, and then the auditorium was half full, or the arena. I guess it's bigger than an auditorium.
Yes, it is.
And by the time we walked out there, it was full. And there weren't many seats open.
Did you all take a deep breath and walk out on stage?
Excuse me?
Did you take a deep breath as you walked out on stage?
Well, what was really nice is, you know, and it was great working with the Cincinnati Pops and the maestro, John Morris Russell. He's a great guy, and they get it all scheduled and together, and they had numerous choirs there, and they even had a drum band, and so they get the schedule all worked out. We had a green room, which really made us feel like we were something. It was marked down with Bluegrass All-Stars, and so we sat in our room, and they come and get you maybe 10 minutes before you go on stage, and we walked right out of the side of the stage, and I just stood there for 10 minutes and took it in. Just looked at all the crowd. Really didn't get nervous. It was great because everybody there was so kind. They saw us come walking out, and they were shaking their heads, you know, in appreciation and all that. And so it was nice to take it in for a few minutes before we walked on the stage.
Wow.
Because normally once I go out there, I might hear a little bit, but, you know, you're busy playing music, and you don't get a chance to look it all over and take it in. So I was glad we got to do that.
Wow. Listen, tell the audience a little bit about the band you were with and the other band that you play in, which also includes Missy Werner, and just tell us a little bit about the participants.
Well, this band name is the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, and, you know, every time I tell somebody that I play with the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, they'll look at you sort of funny, like, what's that about? And what it is 16 years ago, Ed Cunningham, who's the band leader, and Jeff Roberts, started playing a Sunday afternoon little show, a couple hours, at a place called The Comet in Northside in Cincinnati. And it was just like from 4 to 6 then, and it just kept growing and growing, and they kept adding people. And, you know, we play there every Sunday evening now to a packed house. And it's not a huge place, but the seats are always full, and people love bluegrass in Cincinnati. And that's the big thing I like to see is we're getting to see a lot of bluegrass in Cincinnati where a few years ago it was hard to find. And it's just not at the Comet, but there are other venues in town, and that's what I'm proud of, is to see bluegrass growing in Cincinnati again.
Well, you are right. There's never a seat at the Comet. I mean, if you're not there early, you're not going to get in, and it's a great show, and you guys always perform. You always do a great show. I've never seen you yet when it wasn't top flight. And, of course, I've known the members of the band. I've known Jeff forever. And tell us a little bit about the rest of the members, just so we get all them straight.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Ed Cunningham is our band leader. He plays the fiddle, and he's a great singer, great songwriter. Jeff Roberts picks the banjo, and he's like a hidden treasure. Not a lot of people know the name, but the ones that do know the name know that he's a fine banjo player.
I'll just add my two cents on that. I've known Jeff probably since college days, which goes back a long time, and took some lessons from Jeff many, many years ago. Jeff is one of the finest banjo players in the land, and he's one of the best band members. He does the singing, the harmony. He has wonderful timing, wonderful taste in what, you know, a lot of banjo players overplay. Jeff plays exactly what you need.
Yeah, Jeff will play more away from the mic. He knows so much banjo. There'll be stuff that'll pop into his head, and he'll turn around and play it to someone. I'm saying, turn around and play it in the mic, Jeff. Because, it's a real treat to stand behind him and listen to him play.
He's a dandy. Who else we got?
Yeah. Well, Tim Strong plays the guitar and the mandolin. He's a talented musician, and he and Brad Meyerding, who also plays the mandolin and guitar, they get bored every once in a while, so they'll switch back and forth. Tim's a good singer. Like I said, plays a fine mandolin and a fine guitar. Brad Meyerding, he can play about anything that has a string on it, or anything else for that matter. I've saw him pick banjo. I saw him play the piano. He'll sit down at the drums. He is a very talented musician. John Cole is the dobro player. Good singer as well. John's been with the band now, I think, for a little over 6 years. I've been there almost six. Tim's been with Ed and Jeff for a long time, I think 14 years. And then we also, you know, Missy Werner.
Sure.
She's sort of a guest singer on every show that we do. And she's very handy as far as if someone has to take a day off. We play a lot of dates. So if someone has to take a day off, she'll jump in on mandolin, and or somebody has a sore throat or something like that, she'll jump in and sing the parts. And we all just have a great time. That's one thing good about the band is everybody's good to get along with.
And the Missy Warner Band also has a kind of a separate entity, and they perform as the Missy Warner Band, and you're, of course, part of that also.
Yeah, I'm a part of that. You find a lot of musicians in Cincinnati are interchangeable with numerous bands. I think Jeff plays with Free, Tim plays with a couple of Free. I play in the Comet Band and the Missy Warner Band. Every once in a while I get a fill-in with the Northern Kentucky Bluegrass Band, which Jeff is a member of.
Sure.
And, you know, this is the way I make my living. I decided the first of the year that I wanted to pursue doing this for a living, and not just playing music, but I want to promote bluegrass music. I want to see Cincinnati strong like it was back in the 60s when the Kim Mill was here, and bluegrass was really strong. And we're starting to get back to that point. We just need to get some bigger shows, get us a big festival here, and I think this World Bar Games was a start.
Oh, sure, sure. Hey, listen, tell them a little bit about the set list, if you remember. What you played that night?
Played two songs, and the first one was the modern-day Foggy Mountain Breakdown, I guess, which is Man of Constant Sorrow. And, you know, that's sort of a universal song. Everyone around the world knows that song.
And they love it, so why not play it for them, you know?
Those guys started into it, Tim and Ed and Jeff, they sing the harmony on it. And as soon as they said In Constant Sorrow, or as soon as they sang it, the crowd roared. And they roared the whole time we played it. And it was great. It was a shorter version. We didn't do all the verses because, you know, we had to move through. And the next song we did was Back Up and Push. And I always thought it was an instrumental. But a few years ago, the McLean Family Band used to do that song, and I think they were the ones that wrote the version that we did. And it had some really neat words to it, and Missy led the singing on that, and Jeff and I sang with her. And the crowd just loved it. I mean, they were clapping and cheering the whole time we played it. It was great.
Well, you know, it's funny. I do appreciate you calling in, and I know that you've got someplace else to go because you are a working band member. And but as I look down at my list here, I've got a couple of songs from the Missy Warner Band. I've got an old Comet Bluegrass All-Stars cut that I'm going to throw out here. This is the Carmelina, the Warren Zevon song, which Ed just nails. That's kind of an old thing. But following that, unrelated to this at all, is Brian Sutton playing the instrumental Back Up and Push. So maybe I knew you were going to do that. I had no idea. No words to it. But you know, Brian Sutton does a fair job instrumentally on Back Up and Push. But gosh, I just want to congratulate you again. And I still get jacked up just thinking about the fact that you're playing bluegrass in front of 17,000 people from all over the world. And I know you guys just knocked it out of the park because that's what you always do.
We try our best, and it's really fun playing with an orchestra, too. The first song we did by ourselves, the second one was with the orchestra, and I'm just amazed at, you know, when you have a six-piece band, and sometimes seven, you know how hard it is to keep that many people together. Well, you imagine 50 of them back there playing behind you and trying to stay with you. I applaud them because they did a great job going along with it.
It's almost like they're professionals.
Yeah, there you go.
they got chops. They got chops, Art. You don't have to worry about those guys. What do you want to do? What key? Let's go.
There you go.
Hey, man, again, congratulations to everybody in the band, and I do appreciate you calling in. Don't be a stranger. I'll hook up with you again. Someday we'll get out and do a live with you somewhere.
We would appreciate that, man. We'll do it anytime we want to get together, Steve. Thanks
all right. All right, buddy. Hey, listen, take care. We're going to play some more music now, and you're going to hear from the Missy Warner Band and the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, and Artie, you take off. I'm going to play some music for these nice folks.
Very good. Thanks for having us.
See you, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
You just heard from Artie Werner, who participated in, I'm just going to say it was a history-making event on July 4th, when the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars and Missy Warner played for the opening ceremonies of the World Choir Games here in Cincinnati. And he said they played Man of Constant Sorrow, the crowd goes wild expectantly, and they also played and sang the words to Back Up and Push. I did not know There were words. I guess I've never heard them, but do appreciate you calling in. So happy for the band and the success that that represents for bluegrass in the community and for your band and your efforts. And, Artie, I know, man, you're out there pushing it and working it, and you're doing a great job, buddy, and appreciate your willingness to jump on board with me. That's the first time I ever did an interview with this setup using my cell phone and the Internet service, and worked okay. We're going to do a live set someday. I can see it coming. I'm going to follow them somewhere and pack up all of my equipment and set up, and we're just going to be right there with the whole band, which will be a blast for me. What a fine band.